well, you're the weird kid. Like, you're the weird one. Like, why aren't you dating? Why aren't you in a relationship? I mean, let's just throw back to Disney movies. We all know them. We all love them. Hello, Higher Battle family. Happy Monday. It is great to be with you today. I'm so happy you're back. Today, we're talking about something that's always very highly requested, and I know a lot of people struggle with it, and I said I would do another episode about it, and that is singleness. We'll just chat about it, what goes down when you're single, how it can sometimes be one of the hardest times in your life and your faith, and I don't want you to ever feel like that's dramatic, because singleness and being single in this world is hard. So I don't want you to ever feel like, I can't believe I'm freaking out and upset over being single. It can really tear your life apart. And so I'm here to help you. I'm here to walk you through it and just talk about it and be vulnerable about it. And I'm happy you're here. And if you missed last episode, we talked about seasons of waiting. So that will go great hand in hand with this episode if you haven't listened to that. But we're happy you're here. If you're new, hello, my name is Peyton. I'm so glad you're listening today. Here we talk about Jesus, we talk about life. We together walk through the highs and lows of living a life for the Lord, and I'm so glad you're here. All right, singleness. It's a time in my life personally that feels so far. Also, I'm sorry if you hear a lawnmower. This happens every time. Every time I decide to film anything, my neighbors are just synced up on that, and they're like, all right, we're gonna mow. So, anywho, yes. Singleness is a time in my life that actually feels so long ago, but also it's so relevant to who I am right now and where my faith is with the Lord. If you guys know, my story has a lot to do with anxiety and shyness and also singleness. Like, those have been the two big seasons that I feel like I have been called to share as God helped me walk through both of those. And yes, so if you don't already know, I am engaged right now. I'm getting married this fall. So it's been like 4 years since I've been single, but let me tell you, I do not forget how good and bad it was to be single. As you guys know, probably a lot of you know I have a lot of single gals, maybe even guys who follow my content and listen to my podcasts and things. It's hard, and the hardest time is when you feel like everybody else in the whole entire world has somebody or is in a relationship, and it can feel very, very lonely. It can feel like there's something wrong with you. It feels like society puts this spotlight on a relationship. I mean, let's just throw back to Disney movies. We all know them. We all love them. Every single Disney movie and probably every single show had a love interest, had some love in it. And you watch those and you're like, man, I want that. I remember watching, which ones would I watch? I would watch Starstruck. Love that one. The High School Musicals. Oh, there's Franklin. Hey, buddy. Have you guys heard him walking? Just all of those high school movies, and they just made you want a relationship because they made it seem like something that is so important. It's a pivotal part of your life of high school. Like, you had to be in a relationship, and a lot of movies, if you weren't in a relationship, it made you seem like, well, you're the weird kid. Like, you're the weird one. Like, why aren't you dating? Why aren't you in a relationship? And there's an interesting shift that you can face when you're single of, you go through waves, I'm speaking for myself here, where you're like, I love this. I'm so happy and content with being single. And then you go through waves where you're just upset with it. You feel broken down. You feel defeated. You don't understand. You're like, God, I'm at this certain age. Like, if you get old enough, you get to the point to where you're like, God, come on. Like, how come you haven't brought that person to me yet? And I'm in my 20s. And so it's just interesting to look back on that season and to think about how my thoughts were. And I definitely will say I idolized wanting to be in a relationship. And there were points where I was like, that's it. I'm just never going to get married. And there were times where I accepted that and was fine with that, and then there was days where I would cry and thought that was the worst thing ever and was just really stressed about it. And I think, see, in high school, I really didn't mind being single whatsoever. Like, I don't know, it was high school, so that didn't really bug me too much. But then we get to college, and I like to say I only really had situationships. I'm sure you guys have used that word before. You know when you talk to someone for a couple months or quite a few months and just all the things, and it never becomes anything, and then afterwards, sometimes you're like, did I just waste like 4 months of my life stressing and worrying about whether this person liked me or not and just drug this on? Yeah, been there. So I think college was when I went through the whole roller coaster of hating being single. And I had a lot of single friends, but I also had quite a few friends who were in relationships. So it was definitely an interesting dynamic between the two. And at the time, I was really pouring into YouTube and things like that. And I remember just feeling really lonely and hurt after a situationship ended or whatever. And I remember just kind of sitting with God and being like, I don't want to just be sad all the time. I don't want to just be lonely all the time. There's got to be more to life. There's got to be more to my 20s than just being lonely and sad and wanting to be in a relationship. So I really, really dove into YouTube because that's where God had me at the time. That's what my passion was. I loved it. I loved creating videos. I loved researching video ideas, just the whole entire process I loved so much. And so I kind of just tried to pour into that, and I did a lot of just like trying not to think about being in a relationship. And so there was that season of my singleness, and then there was another season of my singleness where I just idolized wanting to learn every single thing there was about what God said about singleness. I listened to like a million podcasts, read the Bible, just tried to pour into everything. And I mean, there's a lot of good and bad podcasts out there. There's just so many podcast episodes about singleness. And so after you listen to mine, I'm sure there's going to be many other you can listen to. But I just wanted to come at this in a personal aspect. So I just listened to so many podcast episodes, tried to just kind of almost motivate myself and fill myself up with different truths and thoughts. I think when I first heard the phrase, not everyone's meant to be married, or that's not God's plan for everybody, I kind of stopped and was like, so who sold this idea to me that basically, not the whole meaning of life, but like your life was complete if you found a spouse? And I started to really think about the movies and TV shows I watched, and you even think about school, where there's like school dances and that pressure of getting a date, and the movies and just the songs, the love songs, all the things. I'm like, it's all around us, and it almost makes you feel awful if you're not in a relationship. So I kind of just sat there and was like, okay, well, what can we eliminate, and how can I start to see singleness as something really sweet and special? And so I stopped watching quite a few like shows that just had relationships in it. I tried to just spend more time in the Bible, and every time I felt lonely, I would turn to God instead of turning to the movies about relationships or trying to get attention from guys or texting guys. I would shift my focus to spend time with the Lord, and I think that made a difference. And I think He really, really started to just soften my heart to the idea of how beautiful and incredible singleness could be. And I just started to learn, like, why should I be upset right now and wasting these years of my life thinking that something's wrong with me, or thinking that these years need to be sad because I'm not dating someone? Like, that, talk about the enemy weighing in on your life. The enemy was using the part of my life that was tender to make me just feel so upset. And so I was like, we're not doing this anymore. Of course, there was hard days, but I started to just say, God, use me. Like, I want to step into my calling. I want to step into my purpose. I want to serve others well. I want to do everything I can in this time that I will not be able to do if your plan for me is to get married. And I almost started to think of like God, prepare me to be the best person I can be when and if the time comes for me to be a wife or a mom or whatever. I want to be that best version far before any guy comes, and I want to be close to you. And I think the reason God kept me single for so long is I needed that time, and I needed those alone times to finally have a close relationship with him. And if I wouldn't have stayed single, and if God wouldn't have protected me all that time, I don't think I would have been able to walk through my anxiety and be set free from it. I don't think I would have been able to do this with my YouTube channel and the podcasts and Higher Battle and all the things. All of that needed to be laid out. I needed to know who I was. I needed to have my confidence in the Lord before a guy ever stepped in, if that was the plan for me. And the more I believed that, and the more I walked in that truth every day, and the more I realized that I did not think highly of myself, I had not stepped into my God confidence. And if I would have just started dating all over, and if God would have allowed me to kind of get in these deeper relationships, I think I would have gotten hurt and I would have not known my value. And so by the time Wyatt came along, I knew exactly what I wanted in life. I knew my worth. I knew how important I was. I had a great relationship with the Lord. I was plugged into different organizations and groups, and all of that was laid out. So Wyatt wasn't completing a broken piece in my life. I was already complete and whole, and Wyatt was running towards the Lord alongside me, and we happened to meet. So that's the incredible part, and I think that's really cool to think about. And here's the thing, when you kind of step into that and you kind of just not even focus on the idea that you're single and you just live your life and you just run for the Lord and do what he's calling you to do and step into your purpose, find your confidence, like love yourself, all the things. When you just forget the fact that you're single, you'll realize that, oh my gosh, I'm whole right now with the Lord. I am a whole person. I do not need this other half that everyone keeps telling me about, that society tells me about. You're already whole and you're living an incredible life. Singleness, single, is just a word, and I think it's also very limiting. And I think the enemy uses the word singleness in a very negative way in so many of our lives. And so I just want this to encourage you. I want you to find joy. And if you're in your darkest time right now of being single, I don't want to sit here and just like preach to you and be like, you should be happy, da da da. It's hard, okay? You can have those days where you cry. You can have those nights that you cry. And I think another thing that really, really helped me is I connected into a community. And I think if those situationships would have like worked, if they would have became relationships or whatever, I don't think I would have got plugged into all the amazing groups I was a part of in college. And it was all for a reason. And with other times in your life and with other answered prayers that you have had, I know you've looked back and you've been like, God, wow, you had me through all of this, God. You had a plan this whole entire time, and what an incredible plan. I was at church yesterday and my pastor said something really great, and he was saying how, thank good, like, I want God's will. My pastor was saying, I want God's will, I don't want my will. Like, some of the things that I want to happen are not good, and I know they would destroy me. I want God's will and God's plan alone. And he was saying how there's so much beauty and there's so much importance in the unanswered prayers. And there's a reason, a very important and specific reason why you're single right now. God isn't up there saying like, ha, I'm going to play with her. I'm going to play with him. They're just going to be single and suffer and feel awful these next couple years. No, God would never do that. God loves you. And he knows that your heart needs to be healed first. He knows that you need to step into what he's calling you to do. He has a person for you. If you are meant to be married, he is laying out that groundwork. He can't just throw your husband or wife right out there for you when you're not ready. And there's something to be said about walking into a relationship not that you have to be completely healed, but walking into a relationship in a way to where you know who your healer is, you know who your savior is, and you do not place those expectations on the person that you're going to date. Because the problem with us getting into relationships too fast, Franklin, the problem with us getting into relationships too fast and too soon is we expect those people to love us in ways that only God can. We expect those people to fill gaps in our life in only ways that God can. And so you have to make sure you're not seeing, oh, if I have a boyfriend or girlfriend and that's going to make me whole, my life's going to finally be happy. All of that comes from the Lord. And like I said, if you need to be tough, if you need to just not watch those romantic movies or shows anymore, whatever you need to do, maybe you need to join some clubs and some groups and just realize there's so much more to life than being in a relationship. And if that's in your plan, God will bring that to you in the perfect time, and it's going to feel so natural, so unique. That's the other thing. Oh, there's just so many things we could talk about with this. There's no confusion when it's the right person. We can do a whole other episode about this, but with situationships, there's confusion, there's sadness, there's like, why aren't they texting me back? There's, I don't know if they actually like me, da 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 da. With Wyatt, there was absolutely no confusion. We knew right off the bat, these are our expectations, we want a date to marry, so this is either gonna work or it's not, we're not gonna drag anything on. We like each other, all the things. So there's no confusion, and it's very clear, and God is not a confusing God. And I just want this to help you guys feel better. And if you need anything, please reach out. Please reach out to your friends and your family. Try to change up your routine. Try to do some fun things that you don't usually do. Try to just spice your life up. Try to spend time with the Lord when you feel lonely and when you feel like you want to binge Netflix or listen to those sad love songs. I will tell you, I had days where I would just drive home from school and the playlist was called Feeling Something, and it was just packed full of like sad ballads, the like I'm Mad at You stuff, oh my gosh, all the best 2000 songs, and I would just yell that at the top of my lungs coming home. And like, do what you gotta do to let those feelings out. And singing songs at the top of your lungs is a safe way, at least, to work through that. And it's not gonna make you feel terrible. And it's not gonna be unhealthy for you. So whatever you need to do, if you need that playlist, feel the feelings, talk to a friend, talk to the Lord. Don't let that pile up. But I promise you, you are not single because God's punishing you. There's things to be done. There's things you can learn. And I just challenge you to see like what incredible things are happening in your life right now that you're missing because you're worried about the fact that you're single. Because I know there's so many cool things happening right now, but I hope you guys have an incredible week, and I'll see you next time. Bye.